Who's Chris?
Hello. Is Christopher Ulrich there?
Yep.
Hello, sir. My name is Alex. I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. I'm sorry. Could you repeat that?
How long?
Let's see. It should probably around 5 minutes or so.
I'll give you three.
Okay. All right. We can start with the first question. You are the person that who I named right, Christopher?
Correct.
Ulrich. Okay. All right. First question here. All right, first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quick as possible. Okay. All right. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? No. Right. Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's still a long way, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? 100% voting. Okay. All right. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent. I tend to lean liberal.
Okay. All right. What would be your age, sir?
Between 29 and 35.
Okay. All right. Okay, just to be sure we're presenting everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Okay. Next question. All right, we're 23% complete on the survey. All right, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied, okay. All right. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just say so. Okay. The first one will be Trump's Project 2025.
Zero.
Okay, zero. All right. Republicans in Congress would be the next one.
Ten.
Ten there. Okay. Democrats in Congress. What about them?
30.
Feeling very 30? Okay. MAGA Republicans. MAGA Republicans.
As in unelected, just people?
Yeah.
Just
citizens.
45.
Like a 45. All right. The name is, the next one is the name, Janelle Bynum.
I don't know who that is.
No, okay, never heard of. All right. Donald Trump.
Zero.
Zero. All right, what about Kamala Harris?
80.
80, okay. What about J.D. Vance?
Zero.
Zero, okay. And the last, wait, there's two more. Lori Chavez de Remer. The Reamer.
I know her. I don't know enough about her to give an opinion.
Okay, so like just not sure, no opinion there.
No
okay.
opinion, yeah.
And the last one would be Joe Biden.
40.
40, okay. All right, moving on. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Likely the Democrat.
Okay. you're leaning towards. Okay. Okay. Next question. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, or Independent Cornel West, or Green Party candidate Jill Stein?
Kamala Harris.
All right. Next question. Regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election? Who do you think would have it? Or someone else, or you don't know. That's all, those are also options.
Probably Harris.
Okay, Kamala Harris. Okay, and next question, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez the Reamer?
Likely the Democrat.
Okay. All right, next question. Even though you are not supporting Lori Chavez the Reamer, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Chavez the Reamer? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her? Fair chance.
Is she the Republican on the ticket or the Democrat on the ticket?
She is the Republican.
I will say no chance.
No chance. Okay. Next question. All right. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove, or don't know.
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez de Reamer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I don't have enough knowledge to make an opinion.
Okay, not enough knowledge to make the opinion. All right, we're 81% of the way with the survey. Okay. Let's see, I have a few questions. Okay, now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Lori Chavez de Reamer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez de Reamer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. Okay, so for the next few statements, those would be the answers. A great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all, or don't know, or refuse to answer. Okay, so sure. So the first statement is, Chavez de Reamer has embraced Trump, whose extreme project 2025 will radically reshape the federal government. The plan calls for a great deal? Okay. Next one. Okay. Lori Chavez's demeanor broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a woman's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and support a national ban on abortions that will... Great deal. Okay. Next one. Chavez de Reamer stands by Trump even as he threatens to become a dictator on day one. He has said he will prosecute... Great deal. Okay. Seniors have worked hard to earn their retirement security, but Chavez's demeanor supported cutting funding for Social Security and Medicare services. And she voted with Republicans 26 times to block bills that would protect both programs. Great deal. All right. Lori Chavez de Reamer voted to cut billions from our Border Patrol and Immigration Police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts mean less money for investigations and stop human and narcotics trafficking, public corruption, kidnappings, terrorism, and cybercrime. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement at the same time she wants to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks tough on crime, but is just doing what Trump and Republican Party bosses tell her to do. You said, which one? About great deal, quite a bit.
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay.
Just
some. Okay, next one is, Chavez de Reamer is working to perpetuate a system that is rigged against working people. She supported budgets which would cut veterans' benefits by 22%, lay off more than 100 teachers and aides, and eliminate health care coverage
deal.
A great deal on that one? Okay. All right. Okay, we're 82% there. Now I'm going to ask you, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote it's some of these questions are a little bit repetitive. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democratic Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Dreamer or
Democrat?
Democrat. Okay. All right. Now I want to read you a statement that Janelle Bynum's opponent has made about her and Bynum's response to get your reaction. Okay. All right. So Janelle Bynum's opponent says she's a soft on crime liberal who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see the protest. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. All right, supporters of Janelle Bynum say this attack is just an attempt by Chavez Dreamer to distract from her extreme record in Congress and the damage she's done to Oregon families. Chavez Dreamer supports a national abortion ban, even for victims of rape and incest. Chavez Dreamer has voted to cut Social Security and Medicare, strip health care protections away from the Oregonians, and cut taxes for billionaires. She'll be just another rubber stamp for Donald Trump. Now that you have heard that information, I want to ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you still vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum? The Democrat? Okay. All right, next question. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
College bachelor's degree, okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced?
Married.
Or... okay. Right. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Okay. All right, 95% done. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employees association? Let's see. Yes, you said. Okay. Does that apply to you, someone in your household, or both?
Someone in my household.
Okay. All right. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I did not vote.
All right. Okay. All right. This concludes our survey, sir. Thank you for your help. Thank you for your cooperation.
You.
All right, thank you, sir, as well, and you have a great night. Hay más que sí, sí contestan, fíjate, y sí, se quedan con uno. We can... we did. 3177. Okay.